Richard here. The following audio that you're about to hear is a rip from a short video that I did when I was working right out in Western Queensland in the outback of Australia. And it's an introduction to a series that I'm doing at the moment. It's basically my story, but focused on helping people to learn how to live sane and fulfilled in an insane world.
Hi guys, it's Richard here. I'm on quite a remote property out near the little township of Morven in Western Queensland, Australia. And it's really, really hot. So I'm standing in the shade of a large bottle tree just to not be so hot. And I'll just show you that tree. It's quite a nice one. So there we go. There's our Western Queensland bottle tree, if you haven't seen one before. I like them. Okay, now guys and girls, I'm just here to tell you a little bit about my story, because a lot of you, if you're not aware of it consciously, will probably be aware of it to one extent or another unconsciously, that this world is rapidly getting crazier and crazier. And there's a whole lot of negativity and all kinds of distortions of reality that are being mainstreamed out there. And the fallout is quite devastating for more and more people as we go. You know, younger people more and more are starting to drop into a mental health issues like depression, like despair, like feeling hopeless, like just experiencing mental confusion, emotional torment, all that kind of stuff is really just getting out of control. And so my purpose here is just to tell you a bit about my story, because most of my life, much more than half of it, was lost to that kind of stuff. And I'm in my more mature years now, as you can probably see, but I feel like a man let out of prison. I feel like someone who's been in jail for 30 plus years and has suddenly been set free to have a normal life. And so I'd like to offer what I can to people to help just get a bit of an understanding about how it's possible to live sane in an insane world. And so these videos won't be long. I'm just going to be doing them bit by bit as I'm able. I'm actually a cable guy. I'm not any kind of mental health expert or anything like that. I'm here at this property to install some satellite internet so these people here can be in touch with the 21st century. But the people haven't arrived yet, so I'm just taking a few moments now to do a little bit of sharing. Things didn't go too well when I was very, very young, and I lost my mental health when I was only 5 years old. So there's a lot of stuff happening that I didn't cope with. To a certain extent, I was born oversensitive probably, but whatever. Things didn't work out. And so I became infected with a whole lot of mental health issues very, very early in life. Chronic depression, despair, paranoia, anxiety, all that kind of stuff really took me over at a very, very early age, and my personality didn't develop normally. So life became pretty miserable pretty quickly because I just didn't cope with normal life. And because of the state I was in, I attracted bullies and thugs and got myself into all sorts of physical altercations from a very early age, as well as verbal ones. I just got into the habit of fighting with everyone. Just my basic paranoia convinced me that everyone was out to get me, and I did some pretty bad stuff. You know, sometimes I overreacted when I felt threatened, when I wasn't really being threatened at all. And, you know, it's hard to think about it sometimes, you know, like I took a cricket bat to a guy once. You know, I kicked a guy's teeth out once. And really, you know, there were no proper reasons for that. It was just the state of mind that I was in. And I didn't know what was going on at the time. My whole life was just being run by chaos and negativity, and that's about the long and short of it. So things didn't go very well. As I got older, I got worse. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I had no idea. And I just thought that life sucks and it's a battle and it's horrible and it's normal to live in mental confusion and emotional torment 24/7. That was just life. And I accepted that for quite a while, and I just endured it. Well, when I was about 14, it whatever reason, just dawned on me that there was something wrong. This is not right to be living like this. I could see that, but I hadn't the faintest idea what to do about it. So I struggled and struggled and struggled. I tried my best. I didn't know who to ask. I didn't know what to do. And even though I knew something was wrong, I knew I needed to fix it, not knowing how just made me worse. And over time, I just developed all kinds of destructive addictions just to escape the pain. I was never an alcoholic in the classic sense. I could go for a few days without a drink, but as soon as someone put some alcohol in front of me, well, that was it. You know, I was just a compulsive binge drinker. I would wipe myself out. I know the reason why. The reason why is because after I've got really, really blind drunk, I would experience half an hour to an hour of everything being right with the world, before I just pass out in an alcoholic stupor, and then the next day things are back to the way they were. And that was a bit of a pattern. I did all kinds of crazy stuff, because I just didn't like myself, because my self-esteem was just right through the floor. I developed a not care attitude about living and dying. And so I would do really, really reckless, dangerous things just on impulse because I didn't care. I thought that if I killed myself as some kind of daredevil, well, that would be, you know, a positive way to go out, if you like. And many times I put not only myself at risk, but other people at risk as well. And of course, I regret that now. It's really, really quite difficult to think about some of the things I did. And, thank goodness I'm not doing those kind of things anymore. You won't find anyone on the planet more grateful than me, to have my right mind back after being the way I was for so long. So the message here, really, just in this first short video, is just that there are things that you can do about your state of mind that are not rocket science, that are quite common sense and straightforward, really, when you boil all the fat away. The thing that shocked me the most was that after I recovered, not that I'm claiming to be any kind of Superman, not at all. No, all I wanted my whole life was just to be a normal human being. And so, I've got my foibles and my weaknesses like everybody. But am I a normal human being? Well, yeah, I am. And that's a miracle. So the thing that's most, what would you say, concerning is the fact that, yes, there are some quite straightforward, common sense things you can do to improve your state of mind and to teach yourself how to be able to be a sane, productive, happy, fulfilled person in an insane world. And the shocking thing is that those ordinary, quite, common sense things are just not there. Somehow they've just been moved to the side of the mainstream of society. I had to dig and dig and dig to find out what I needed to know to recover. And when I found out, of course, wait a second, this is not complicated, this is not rocket science. So what I'd like to do in upcoming videos is just to go through some of these things and hopefully give you a sense of what you can do. If you feel really oppressed by the world, you're just not happy. You'd like to be more fulfilled, a happier, a saner, in many cases, human being. So I don't mean that to be negative, but there's a lot of thinking out there which is just controlled by distortions of reality. And it's no one's deliberate fault, except maybe there's a few people out there who benefit from it. But by and large, it's not people's fault. It's just the world's gone really, really sideways of reality. And all of us need to step up to the mark and do something about that, at least in our own lives, so we can then be positioned to help other people. So thank you for listening just to this introduction now. When I get back, I'll go on a little bit more about some of the things that happened to me, some of the things that went pear-shaped, what are some of the things that I had to do to fix all this and, miracle of miracles, become a normal human being. Thanks for watching. See you soon.